Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Enneagram in Love and Work by Helen Palmer explores how a widely used personality system can illuminate everyday relationship patterns in both private life and professional settings. Rather than treating the Enneagram as a set of labels, Palmer presents it as a practical map of attention, motivation, and habitual emotional reactions that shape how people connect, argue, collaborate, and commit. The book focuses on the 9 Enneagram types and shows how each type typically seeks security and value through distinctive strategies, which can be helpful in decoding recurring misunderstandings. Readers can expect guidance on recognizing personal blind spots, understanding what partners or colleagues may be trying to accomplish beneath their behavior, and adjusting communication styles to reduce friction. With an emphasis on real-world dynamics, the book connects inner drives to observable interaction patterns, offering a framework for improving intimacy, teamwork, leadership, and conflict resolution without forcing relationships into rigid scripts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 9 types as relationship strategies. A central contribution of the book is the idea that each Enneagram type brings a recognizable strategy into relationships, shaped by what the person tends to pay attention to, and instead of describing types only as traits, the framework highlights motivation and the emotional logic behind common behaviors. In love, these strategies can appear as ways of seeking closeness, reassurance, respect, or stability. At work, they may show up as preferred roles, decision habits, and approaches to responsibility. The value of this lens is that it helps a reader move from judging behavior to understanding intent. For example, what looks like controlling behavior may be a type driven to prevent chaos, while what looks like detachment may be a type trying to stay competent and self-contained. Palmer emphasizes that the same strategy can create gifts and problems depending on context. Once you recognize the strategy, you can anticipate predictable triggers, interpret comments with more accuracy, and choose responses that lower defensiveness. This topic encourages readers to see relationship friction as pattern-based rather than personal, creating room for empathy and change. Secondly, intimacy patterns, attachment needs, and conflict styles. The book links Enneagram patterns to the practical realities of intimacy, how people signal interest, ask for support, handle vulnerability, and respond under stress. Each type tends to have a characteristic way of negotiating closeness and autonomy, including what they fear will happen if they fully relax in a relationship. These inner concerns influence how conflict unfolds. Some types escalate to get clarity or engagement, others withdraw to regain composure, and others try to smooth things over to preserve connection. Palmer uses the Enneagram to explain why partners can talk past each other even when they both care. A request for reassurance might sound like a demand, while a need for space might sound like rejection. By mapping these misunderstandings to type patterns, the reader gains a structured way to ask better questions: what is my partner protecting, and what am I protecting? The practical takeaway is to treat conflict as a signal about unmet needs and automatic defenses. With more accurate interpretation, couples can negotiate boundaries, expectations, and repair attempts in ways that match each person's emotional operating system. Thirdly, communication and feedback. That actually lands, Palmer emphasizes that relationship improvement often depends less on finding perfect words and more on aiming communication at what the other person can hear. The Enneagram becomes a guide for tailoring language, timing, and framing. Different types tend to respond to different forms of feedback. Some want directness and clear bottom lines. Others need recognition of effort and good intentions, while others prefer calm, private processing time. The book highlights how people often deliver messages in the style they prefer, not the style the listener understands best, which produces defensiveness or shutdown. Applying the Enneagram can help a reader choose a more effective approach, naming shared goals before critique, asking permission before offering advice, being specific rather than global, or focusing on process rather than character. In work settings, this can improve performance conversations, collaboration handoffs, and meeting dynamics. In intimate relationships, it can reduce recurring arguments that are really about tone, timing, or feeling unseen. The broader lesson is that communication is not only content, but also impact, and personality patterns influence what impact a message will have. Fourthly, workplace dynamics, leadership, team roles, and stress reactions. A major thread of the book is translating the Enneagram into practical workplace insight. Palmer connects type patterns to leadership tendencies, preferred team roles, and predictable stress reactions under deadlines or organizational uncertainty. Some types naturally drive execution and measurable results. Others prioritize quality, values, or coherence, and others strengthen culture through support, mediation, or systems thinking. Problems arise when a team treats one style as the only correct style. The Enneagram offers a vocabulary for appreciating different contributions while also identifying pitfalls such as perfectionism, image management, excessive skepticism, conflict avoidance, or over-control. The book also helps readers notice how stress can distort strengths into liabilities. A normally decisive person may become pushy, a normally supportive person may become intrusive, and a normally analytical person may become disengaged. By anticipating these shifts, managers and coworkers can build guardrails, clarifying authority, setting realistic standards, defining success metrics, and creating feedback loops. Used well, the model supports better hiring conversations, smoother collaboration, and leadership that adapts to the people actually on the team rather than a one-size management script. Lastly, growth, self-awareness, and choosing new responses. Beyond description, the book aims to help readers change their relationship outcomes by becoming more conscious of automatic patterns. The Enneagram is presented as a developmental tool. When you can name your default strategy, you can notice it in real time and choose a different response. This topic includes the practical discipline of observing attention, emotional triggers, and habitual stories about what is happening. In love, growth may mean taking responsibility for your impact, tolerating discomfort without reacting, and learning to ask directly for what you need. In work, it may mean delegating, setting boundaries, or shifting from proving yourself to collaborating. Palmer's approach encourages readers to separate the core self from the protective style, so that identity is not trapped inside a single coping pattern. The Enneagram then becomes a roadmap for compassion without excuse. You can understand why you do something and still decide to do better. The book's value here is its emphasis on repeatable practice, not a quick fix. Over time, small changes in awareness and behavior can produce outsized improvements in trust, respect, and long-term stability across relationships. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a practical lens on why relationships repeat the same problems, including couples who feel stuck in predictable arguments, professionals navigating difficult coworkers, managers trying to lead diverse teams, and anyone using the Enneagram for self-development rather than entertainment. It can benefit a reader's life by improving interpretation and choice. When you recognize the underlying motivation of a partner or colleague, you are less likely to personalize their behavior and more likely to respond in a way that de-escalates tension. That shift alone can protect intimacy, reduce workplace stress, and make feedback and negotiation more productive. The book is also useful because it bridges two domains that often get separated: the emotional habits you bring home and the performance habits you bring to work. Compared to many personality books that focus on traits or stereotypes, Palmer's emphasis on relationship dynamics makes the material easier to apply in conversations, conflict repair, and collaboration. If you want a structured framework to build empathy while still holding clear boundaries and accountability, this is worth buying as a guide you can revisit when a relationship enters a new stage or a team environment changes. If you would like to support Helen Palmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.